This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Tuesday. Residents at Cavern Springs Mobile Home Park in Glenwood are still trying to buy the land under their homes to avoid possible rent increases or redevelopment. As Eleanor Bennett reports, Carbondale's the only local government that has agreed to commit funds so far.
The property and an adjacent storage facility were listed for sale in May for $26 million. The residents are hoping they can buy just the park for $23 million, but they're competing with an offer from another interested buyer. Monica Moonies runs a salon in Carbondale and has lived at Cavern Springs for over three decades. She says a lot of local governments say they're tapped out after helping other parks that were up for sale this year. But she hopes Carbondale's pledge earlier this month to contribute about $500,000 will motivate others to reconsider.
We have business owners and people that work in Aspen, Snowmass, Basalt, you know, Carbondale. And a lot of our children go to Glenwood schools.
Cavern Springs residents need to raise at least $10 million to secure a loan and keep the deal affordable. So far, Mooney's says they've only raised about $570,000 total. For Aspen Public Radio and Aspen Journalism, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
State law gives residents 120 days to put in an offer, but the clock has been paused for months as the residents work with the owner and the state to clear up a discrepancy in the original sales price. Aspen's taxable sales jumped sharply in October, rising 26% compared to the same month last year. The Aspen Daily News reports the city recorded $77 million in taxable sales, driven largely by big gains in accommodations, construction, and restaurants and bars. Construction sales alone were up more than 190%, while lodging rose 66%. The surge boosted city revenues, with tax collections reaching $7.1 million for the month and putting Aspen at 94% of its annual budget with 2 months left in the year. During the government shutdown this fall, federal food benefits were suspended for 12 days. They've since been restored, but as Aspen Public Radio's Sarah Torrey reports, food insecurity is still a major concern in our region.
About 6,000 people in the Roaring Fork and Colorado River valleys rely on the Federal Food Assistance Program, known as SNAP. Many of them also visit food pantries to supplement those benefits. Elise Hoddle is the interim executive director of Lift Up. The nonprofit runs food pantries and hunger relief efforts between Aspen and Parachute. She says pantries experienced a steady increase in visits while food benefits were suspended, similar to what they saw during the pandemic. It means they see more clients in perpetuity.
As people realize there's access to resources they didn't know existed, then no matter what the cause, whatever the crisis is, we always see that uptick. The thing that is noteworthy is they never go down.
The Trump administration's budget bill includes big cuts to the SNAP program, which will take effect in the coming year. And with health insurance premiums set to rise as well, Hoddle says many people will be forced to choose between buying food and covering other expenses. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Sarah Torrey.
An Aspen restaurant owner is suing its landlord, claiming months of construction at Fat City Plaza effectively shut down the business. That's according to the Aspen Daily News. T&W Partners, which operates Silver Peak Grill, alleges renovations blocked access, removed signage, eliminated patio seating, and caused power, water, and heat disruptions throughout much of 2025. The lawsuit claims revenue losses of about $40,000 per month, while full rent was still charged. The landlord has not yet filed a formal response. The city of Aspen launched a youth climate ambassadors program for people under 24 years old who want to pursue climate projects in their community. Interested applicants can submit their project proposals to the city by January 26th, with the possibility of receiving up to $1,500 in grant funding to execute the project. The selected winners will work with a city mentor to execute their projects. To qualify, applicants must live within the Aspen Urban Growth Boundary or be enrolled in the Aspen School District. In statewide news, President Donald Trump has denied Colorado's requests for federal disaster declarations for recent fires and floods, even though the losses exceeded FEMA's threshold for federal assistance. That's according to the governor and the state's two Democratic senators. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanis has more.
The Elk and Lee fires burned over 100,000 acres in Garfield and Rio Blanco counties this summer. And in the fall, the remains of hurricanes in the Pacific Ocean caused massive floods in southwestern Colorado. State officials say a federal disaster declaration would have unlocked FEMA funds to support recovery efforts across western Colorado. Elected officials called the decision to withhold federal funds malicious and obscene and said the administration was playing political games with people's lives. They say since July 2024, Colorado has spent over $57 million on responding to the Elk and Lee fires, the flooding, and other disasters, and the state no longer has the capacity to assist the affected communities without federal support. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
The U.S. House has passed a bill to better measure snowpacks and help communities respond to drought. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd of Colorado introduced the bill to help the Federal Bureau of Reclamation provide better data about water supplies.
Better data means better reservoir planning, better support for agriculture, better protection for our cities and towns, and better management across every industry that depends upon water in the West.
The bill reauthorizes the program through 2031. Representative Joe Neguse of Colorado was the lead Democratic sponsor of the bill, which now heads to the Senate, where Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper and Utah Republican John Curtis have introduced a companion bill. And in regional news, across the seven states that rely on Colorado River water, people are being asked to conserve. But a new study finds that some of the biggest users don't have a key incentive to do that. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Researchers from the National Resources Defense Council and UCLA focused on large irrigation districts in the river's lower basin, which includes water-hungry California, Arizona, and Nevada. They found some large farms paid just pennies per acre foot, or nothing at all, for river water. Cities and households, meanwhile, often pay far more. Co-author Isabel Friedman says the system has many users who have no financial incentive to conserve water.
We really cannot address the growing water scarcity issue in the West while we continue to give water away for free. That is a losing solution every day.
Friedman urges Congress and federal water managers to update pricing so that funds can fix aging infrastructure, encourage conservation, and prevent bigger costs down the line. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
The Trump administration wants to roll back fuel efficiency rules for cars. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Ishan Takor reports.
The corporate average fuel economy standards have been making cars more efficient since the 70s. The Biden administration made them stronger, saying newer, more efficient cars would save Americans money. But last week, President Trump announced he would weaken the rules. The move is supported by major automakers, who say their cars will get cheaper. But Peter Zalzal with the Environmental Defense Fund says there could be consequences.
People here in Colorado will be spending more money on gas, and the result will also be, you know, more pollution.
The proposal is not final and will go through a public comment period soon. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
The Arapaho homelands stretch across large swaths of the Mountain West, but the Arapaho language is increasingly at risk. A new digital database from the University of Colorado Boulder is helping preserve it. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Jenny Brundine has more.
CU Boulder linguist Andrew Cole has spent more than 20 years working with Arapaho elders, students, and community members to digitally preserve the language once spoken widely across Colorado. He's built an online dictionary of more than 20,000 entries and a text database of over 100,000 recorded sentences. He says the database will help build a curriculum for teaching the language. Arapaho is one of many indigenous languages at severe risk of disappearing. A National Science Foundation grant will support the release of 5,000 sentences for public use. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Josie Taris, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.